All right, imagine you are in an interview for a new job. And the interviewer asks you, what are your personal strengths? Well, a lot of people like to talk about their personal strengths. So maybe some of them would be knowledge-based, you know, computer skills, or you speak a foreign language. Maybe they're transferable skills like communication or problem solving. Maybe your personal strengths are truly personal. You're a dependable person or a team player. We like to know, use, and talk about our strengths. But then imagine comes that dreaded question some employers ask, what are your weaknesses? We generally don't like to think about, admit, or talk about our weaknesses, do we? So let's read through 2 Corinthians 12, 7 to 10, and then we're going to break down verse by verse and look at it more closely. So this is Paul writing to the Corinthians, and he says, so to keep me from being conceited because of the surpassing greatness of revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from being conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So how many of you guys, raise your hand if you've ever had a thorn or splinter deep in your finger? It's not fun, is it? It's that constant reminder that you can't grab this or do this because you feel it when you do it. Paul was given a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan. And we don't know what that thorn was, which is probably a good thing because then we might not be able to relate to it. But I think each one of us can probably identify with a thorn in our flesh. Just take a few seconds and think about, does something pop into your mind? Do you have that thorn of the flesh? And although Paul doesn't explicitly tell us what the thorn is, he does reveal several purposes for his weaknesses. So verses 7 through 8, let's read that again. So to keep me from being conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from being conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. The first purpose for Paul's weaknesses, he said it twice in verse 7, to keep me from being conceited. Your thorn, does it limit you? Is it embarrassing? When you are reminded of the thorn, does it humble you? In verse 8, we read that Paul pleaded with the Lord how many times? Three times to take it from him. Have you pleaded with the Lord to take your thorn? And the thorn, although painful, may be God's grace to you to keep you from becoming conceited or prideful. The thorn might be the means God uses to keep you humble and coming to Him in faith. The thorn is a constant reminder that you cannot fix yourself or your problems. Now read the first half of verse 9. But He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. The second purpose for Paul's weaknesses, Christ's power is made perfect in weakness. We cannot receive God's strength until we recognize our weakness. The great preacher Charles Spurgeon once said, if you never feel inward conflicts and sinking of soul, you do not know how much of the upholding power of God. There must be the weakness of man, felt, recognized, and mourned over, or else the strength of the Son of God will never be perfected in us. I was asking myself earlier this week, what is Christian maturity? And although we may never admit this, I think many of us act as if God is like a trainer at a new job. We need God to show us and teach us things until we can do it on our own. However, I would suggest that Christian maturity is depending less on our own strength and striving for total dependence on God's grace and God's strength. Let's look at the second half of verse 9. This is the third purpose for Paul's weaknesses. He says, "Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me." How many of us, show of hands, would like the power of Christ to rest on us? It sounds like a wonderful thing. How does Paul have the power of Christ rest on him? He says, by boasting in his weakness. And I want to camp here for a minute. Look around at all the masks we're wearing. These masks protect us, don't they? But what about the figurative masks that we wear? Figuratively, we wear the mask of our strengths, or we wear the masks of how we want to be perceived so we can hide our insecurities and our weaknesses. We all do it. We all want to be perceived a certain way, and we'll wear a certain mask to be looked at that way. But what if Cornerstone was a church that boasted in our weaknesses? What if we actually knew one another, knew our real struggles, knew our real weaknesses, so that we can love and serve one another better, so that the power of Christ can rest on us? And I really want to challenge each person here to reach out to someone else within our church this week and share your weakness with them. And I know it's probably a bold challenge for some, especially the introverts. But do we want the power of Christ to rest on us? Let's boast in our weaknesses. Let's know each other. I'll start by sharing mine with all of you this morning. One of my biggest weaknesses I've struggled with the last several years is depression. I go through seasons of it on and off. It's always lingering behind me. Sometimes I cry and I don't know why. Sometimes I want to cry and can't. Many times I feel like running away and being alone, even though I don't want to feel that way. And I have pleaded with the Lord to take it away, but he hasn't. It's as if he's answered, "My grace is sufficient for you, Joey." And I think it's my depression that keeps me from becoming conceited, and it's my depression that keeps me going to the Lord to find my strength. Over the last few weeks, I've been learning that I need to stop praying against my weakness. I've asked the Lord many times to take it away, and he hasn't. So maybe I need to accept it as God's design for my humility and his purpose for the power of Christ to rest on me. It doesn't mean I can't pray about it, but it means I change the way I pray about it. I've asked the Lord take it away from me, and he hasn't. But now maybe I need to say, "Lord, this is driving me to you. Keep me coming to you, and if this is the means you need to do it, I'll accept that. Because your grace is greater than my weakness." Let's look at verse 10. Paul says, "For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. How are we weak and strong at the same time? Oscar, can you bring me those gloves, please? Thank you. All right, I got two gloves here. This glove is covered in paint. And it can kind of sit up like that by itself. This one cannot. Do you see that? This glove isn't as strong as this other one. If I whacked you with this one, it would hurt. Okay? This glove isn't as strong as this one, but it's flexible. I can do great things with this glove. Why? Because this glove is strong? No, it's because this glove is weak and flexible and lets me work through it. I can't do that with this glove. The glove doesn't actually do the work I do. When we are weak and rely on the Lord's strength, He can do a work in us and through us in a way we could never do ourselves. And Satan shouts at our weaknesses and wants us to feel useless and unworthy. He wants us to hide behind our figurative masks. But God works out His purpose. Romans 8:28. I'm sure many of you are familiar with this. We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. Cornerstone Church, let us be a community of believers who confess and embrace our weaknesses so Christ's power can be at work. Let's be this glove. Yeah. Let's pray. Lord, we're thankful for Your Scripture. We find life in Your Scripture. We find hope in Your Scripture. We find strength in Your Scripture. Lord, I pray that we would be a church that recognizes our weaknesses, that we're not so puffed up with pride we can't see ourselves for who we truly are. But Lord, for those of us who have put our faith in You, we have an identity in You that trumps any other identity we may be struggling with. Lord, give us the boldness to share our weaknesses with one another. Lord, give us the faith to believe that when we are weak, You are strong and You are at work. And Lord, give us the willingness we need to be this limp, weak glove so that You can fill us and work through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.